injury front, I really have nothing to report. Just a couple guys we're looking at. With that, I'll take your questions.
Coach, your thoughts on the overall level of play tonight? Was it what you expected? Did you get enough film on the guys you were hoping?
Well, we got plenty of film on all of our players. That was really the priority coming in here. Great environment to play in. Obviously the quality of play, particularly in the second half, wasn't quite what you had hoped for, but definitely we'll be in a position to make these decisions here in the next 48 hours.
I guess when you look at Vince Young's performance, what do you see?
Well, that's something that definitely you have to take a hard look at with the videotape. A lot of communication going on, which is normal when you get into this fourth game. Pass protection, run blocking, things weren't very clean for us. It was an 8-man front football game. We were not as sound as we would have liked. So as far as getting the ball in the perimeter, extending plays, we didn't do a very good job of that as an offense. And with that, it obviously affects the quarterback's play. And the ability to overcome that was definitely a challenge for Vince tonight. We'll take a hard look at it, and it'll be part of our decision-making process. There's no doubt about it. Just really as a head coach, not calling the game, to sit there and watch, just to watch the game live, watch the communication, watch the interaction, watch the Jumbotron for the great reviews, just to get you a whole different perspective that you do not get during the course of a normal game. So this is always a great opportunity for me personally, just to get a grasp on, the individuals that are on my board, trying to fight their way onto the 53. I'm sorry? Yes. I mean, our health is as good as it can be. It was part of some of our decisions on who played, how much players played. So we'll see how those guys are when we get back on the field Monday. He was temporarily just said something that he overcame, but he was scheduled to play the first series.
When you look at some of those individuals on your board, like you were talking about, are there any other guys maybe on the bubble trying to make this roster that stood out to you tonight?
I look at a young man like Banjo. He did a nice job. He was struggling there a little bit and then came back. Had some good plays on special teams. I thought Tim Maste, he's not on a bubble per se, but I thought he punted very well. More individual plays, but just to sit here and tell you who had a really good game, I don't know if it's really feasible for me to say that right now. There's a lot of things that I watch, particularly with the plays called, the combination block that is going to happen, see if a guy's improved in that particular area. No different than, certain blitz, Micah Hyde, just with the opportunities that he had just to handle the punting, so that all those little things where I was able just to sit there and watch that live action, very beneficial.
Mike, flipping the switch from preseason to regular season, is it ever a problem?
No, not at all. I mean, this is really the point that you work towards, and it's a tough, 2.5 days in front of you, but it's all about the regular season. Everything that you've started since the day your season has ended is about getting ready for the opening of the regular season. It's all part of your plan, the adjustment in your plan, the process, and we're now, we'll be at that point come Monday.
No matter who's playing, is it hard for you as a coach to see
that line? I'm sorry, can you give me the first part of the question?
No matter who's playing,
okay.
Well,
I don't care, how it goes. You don't. It's about competing. It's about winning. Personally, I have great admiration and respect for this organization and Arrowhead Stadium. So to come back here and play, definitely. But that's not really what it's all about. At the end of the day, I've laid out the priorities for our football team. Creating opportunities for personnel evaluations, number one, quality of plays, number two, and ultimately winning a football game. So. I don't think we accomplished any of those three tonight, any of the last two. Well, obviously accomplished the first one. We'll go through the week process, but that's the direction we're headed. You know, that's why we really treated Marshall. We felt like we had six starters a night as far as the play time stepping into this game. So we can go any way we need to go there. So I feel very good about a three-way rotation. That's really, you go back to the beginning of training camp, Barclay was the one who was moving around, even started with him at center and guard. And then Marshall's been the one that's been rotating right tackle and left tackle. So we're in good shape.